hardest way to be found. And please stop giving it away.
There was a time when beaver lodges like this one and the busy beavers that build them had almost disappeared from Canada because of overtrapping. But the beaver, who will always be associated with Canada's early days, has been reintroduced into many areas and it's made a successful comeback. The beaver builds dams because he has to store
CITR
in water deep enough not to freeze. With all the wood cutting that the beaver has to do, it's fortunate that his incisor teeth never stop growing.
We've got a new kid in town, the July-August issue of Discorder, with features on Morning Coo, Ramsey, Woolworm, Whitney Kay, Adrian Teacher, and more. Art projects, comedy coverage, live music, and album reviews. This month's Discorder is packing. Pick it up around town, at a local venue, or record store near you. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, Shindig, Victory Square, Queer Arts Festival, Audiopile, The Rio Theater, The Rickshaw Theater, Vinyl Records, Vivo Media Arts, Ponderosa, Fringe Festival, Volunteer Media, Catsilano, Rifflandia, Live Band, and AMS Events. Farewell, and stay hyper, Space Cowboy.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Trance of a sweet reminiscence. It's just cheap sex for my mind. And I miss the taste of cigarettes on her breath all the time. But she said she had to see what's next, and my protest had one thing. And I guess it's gonna be like this then, from here out in. But it's alright, cause it's out of my hands. It's out of my hands. And I'll be down. It's out of my. Sky.
All right, Madison Show, Jason Lawrence and Kelly Rayburn. DJ Raywis is the band Temperance Movement with Phil Campbell, my good buddy. He has just gotten another gig with the Rolling Stones, and I just interviewed them. Here they are. Take it away. Take It Back by Temperance Movement.
Temperance Movement!
Yes, so welcome to the Medicine Show. I'm DJ Ray. Across from me is JJ Lawrence. A variety show with a global of broadcasting of live, supportive energy of love created by the music of laughter and insight. We are broadcasting, webcasting, and podcasting on CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Take it away, JJ.
And where Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. This is Thomas Beckman in the background. He's going to start playing. So, these nations have millennia-old protocols for welcome, blessing, and acknowledgments on their territories. A people whose traditions have been communally rooted in spiritual ceremonies and values. Bless them for sharing so much of what they bring, what they stand on, and what they stand for. Thank you humbly. Tonight we're featuring Thomas Beckman.
Coco Forbes.
Well, it's not actually Coco Forbes. That's Charlotte Forbes. Says. And we also have Salime Tabrizi. And let's listen to some Thomas Beckman. We'll be right back.
Yep.
Wow. Thank you, Thomas Beckman. So Thomas Beckman is born right here in Canada, raised in South Africa. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. He was he's a violist, opposed to a violinist. And he has university education in the field of music theory. He started and continues to play with the Sons of Granville, as well as maintaining a solo career. He is playing a benefit for the Bowen Island Music Library on Sunday.
That's right.
On Bowen Island.
Yeah, theater.
And he has been on our show before and is one of my favorites. So how you doing, Thomas?
Good. Yeah, it's great to be here.
I just want to ask their listeners, whereabouts from South Africa? Because I have been to South Africa and just for a visit down to Johannesburg when I was helping out with the Habitat of Humanity.
Oh.
Whereabouts are you?
Well, I grew up in Cape Town. I went to school in Camps Bay and I lived in Haupe.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in many ways, as you'll know, it's kind of like Vancouver because you've got the sea and you've got the mountains. Cape Town is obviously a lot more dry and hot.
Yeah,
and
I haven't even been that far. I've only been to Johannesburg, but that was it. So
it's really beautiful. Mm-hmm. In many ways, I miss it, but I have to say Vancouver is where I really want to be. But Cape Town has a very special vibrancy and sort of natural beauty about it that's hard to find elsewhere.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm dying to know more about the Bowen Island Library thing.
That's been a really cool project because what happened was Jude Neal, she's a resident of Bowen Island, and she's also a great poet. She she's won a number of awards, actually, in the last couple of months. She just won the International Magpie Poetry Award for one of her poems called Wild Berry. And she's a fascinating personality. And so she's organized this concert. And what we've also done is we crowdfunded a small album of 5 tracks as a dedication to the library, because the library is wanting to build an extra room so they can exhibit local art and they can have seminars and just be a better space for the families living on the island. So we're planning on distributing 1,500 download cards, both on Bowen Island and also in Vancouver, and all the funds from those EPs will go straight towards the library. So
how do can people reach you through your website, Facebook?
Yeah, on the 19th of this month, so Sunday, I will be doing the concert with Rachel Rose, who's also the Vancouver Laureate poet, plus, of course, Jude Neal, the three of us. And so you'll be able to get the album there, but you'll also be able to get it off my site, thomastheviolist.com. And you'll also be able to pick it up at Zulu Records and other various stores around Vancouver. They'll be mentioned on the site once they're up, and of course you'll be able to buy the EP at the library itself on Bowen Island, and also at the gallery.
Your new album is just came out. Tell us about your new album.
Sure. Well, the album it's only 5 tracks, but each track is dedicated to something. So what we did was the first track is Amazing Grace, and that's been dedicated to Freddie Gray and the riots down in Baltimore and all the crap that those poor people are going through with that incredibly brutal and racially prejudiced police force. So I wanted to write something for them. Well, so I took John Newton's iconic, historic hymn, Amazing Grace, and just came up with a new arrangement. And then the other track that we did was Nepal Prayer, and that's for the victims of the recent earthquakes in Nepal. So we got Dechen and Nangsal, they're 2 Nepalese kids. They came down and they sang a couple of Tibetan prayers. So that was really cool. With we multi-tracked their singing, so it sounds like a ladies' choir.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, and then I did a piece for Bernie Sanders. I don't know if you know Bernie Sanders. He's the he's running for the Democratic nomination down in the U.S. He's a probably the most authentic, compassionate politician alive today. And he's decided not to get any funding from any super PACs or any billionaires. He's completely funded by the people, and he's just a genuine guy who believes in the common man. So it's refreshing in today's world. So I wrote a little piece for him, and the last piece is called Whale Cry, and that's just about the impact that tankers have on Wales. A lot of people are not aware of the fact that if the pipeline does get built and we get all this increased tanker traffic, it's going to put a lot of noise into the ocean, mm-hmm. and that does have a very negative effect on the whales and how they migrate. So it's not only the spills, but it's also just how it affects the marine life mm-hmm. in the seas. So it's very socially conscious written music.
And that can also be, people can find that through
They'll
the
be able
website.
To find it on my site, thomastheviolist.com, on Sunday. It'll get launched. It'll be on SoundCloud. We're going to create a bunch of music videos, so they'll also be found on YouTube. And like I said, you'll be able to pick it up in Zulu Records if you're in Vancouver. If mm-hmm. you're a resident of Bowen Island, you'll be able to pick it up at the Bowen Island Public Library or at the Bowen Island Gallery. So, right. Yeah, that's the spiel.
All right, and so I'm kind of curious about, you guys did a song recently in dedication to the 420 Fest.
Yes. Yeah.
Why did you pick Love Song? It's Love Song, right?
Yeah.
By The Cure.
Yeah.
And so I love the version. It's like really nice. You can find
it's
that on YouTube.
It's a great mix. I must say, like, I've done some music recently, and I was listening to it again. I was just like, Justin Brown, who does a lot of the mixing, or does all the mixing for my projects recently, he's a great audio engineer, and that mix just has such a nice, spacious punch to it. It's really great. But, yeah, well, the reason we chose Love Song was because we wanted the subject of the love song to be the marijuana. Because it puts you in such a great space.
And
It's got such an unfair, bad rap.
I understand.
I mean, and a lot of people use it for completely justifiable medical reasons. So, we just wanted to kind of do a little twist and make, and dedicate it to the 420, which is a huge event.
You know, I understand more than you may first realize. Is I had this band a couple years ago. My brother-in-law said to me, he's from Czechoslovakia, he all of a sudden goes, why don't we just call the band My Wife Mary? Everybody's in love with marijuana, right? I love it.
Mary Jane.
Yeah, so we call ourselves My Wife Mary.
That's great.
yes, which leads us right into, we do have Salome Tabrizi in the studio with us, who is helping organize the cannabis conference. How you doing, Salome?
Woo! I'm well, thank you.
yeah, it's really good to have you in the studio. So,
it's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, and we're going to take a break and go right into Charlotte Forbes in a second, but I just want to acknowledge that you're doing this cannabis conference in a couple of days. We're going to come back to some more details about that, but you want to tell a date and a place?
Yeah, so it's actually coming up this Sunday. It's going to be at SFU Harper Center, so right in the downtown core. It's going to be a one-day event. With three different panel discussions and an afternoon exhibition.
Excellent. Hold on a second. Kelly, what is it? We don't have any wine?
We don't have any breaks.
Oh, great. That's great. Great news. There's no commercials in this show today. Yeah, so we're going to come back to Sally Mae in a second and talk more about spirit plant medicine with her. In the meantime, Charlotte, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Yeah, Charlotte was
lovely viola.
I know, wasn't
great
it wonderful?
Viola. Yeah.
Well, maybe we could get a bit of a jam here. Thomas has said he's going to do a bit of accompaniment.
Yes.
So, Charlotte Forbes, born in Vancouver, local artist, singer, songwriter, plays the piano, has been on the show like last month. She's back. So, would you want to just go right into a song?
Sure.
That would be lovely.
I'd love to.
All right. And do you hear a sound as well in the background?
It's a humming sound.
It's a very crickly, crackly sound. If somebody else hears it, give me a tweet or something, or at Van Medicine Show.
Did you drink a soft drink?
Yeah, maybe it's a fizziness of a soft drink.
Could be the previous show.
All right. So, pull that down there. So Charlotte Forbes, local singer-songwriter, is going to perform one of her songs. And here, let's give you this. What was the...
What was Jason's asking?
What was the song that you were going to perform?
This first song. Sorry about that. This first song, it's an original, and it's called Falling For You.
Nice. Okay.
So I hope you enjoy it.
got butterflies that are in and I can't keep myself straight. And I stutter, nothing comes out right. What more can I say? I'm seeing clouds, I'm seeing stars, I see your name right across my heart. And this could be the start of something more, something that I have never felt before. Since then it's late, but I feel so awake. Time goes quickly when you're with me. Your head on mine, just gazing at the sky. It's a daydream, just hold to me. I've got butterflies that are in and so I can't keep myself straight. And I stutter, nothing comes out right. What more can I say?
Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
I just wanted to quickly point out for our listeners that Thomas is just improvising on the viola here. We haven't actually rehearsed this beforehand, so I mean, I think that was amazing. Thanks for joining me, Thomas.
A lot of good vibes to run off, so thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, and so I also want to mention that there is or may be a little bit of a crackling. We're sort of adjusting to the new studios. I hear crackling in my headphones.
I hear humming sound.
It's crackling humming. Crackly humming is like a cereal, breakfast cereal.
Sounds like a bee, almost a buzzing.
Although, and also we're also living with the, it's like some sort of a situation comedy, the air conditioning, because we had the same problem in the last building.
We're sweating it out.
Sweating to the oldies. So on that last song, I mean, I'm starting to think, you know, old people think they know so much about love. I think that young people really are more in touch with love somehow. They're not bitter and jaded about it. It's just wonderful. That was a wonderful song.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, it was absolutely my pleasure. And so, what do you guys want to do next? Want to do another song there, Thomas? Yeah, yeah. So we're going to go into another song from Thomas Beckman. From the and Thomas is using his rack of loopers and stuff, so he's actually creating all of this stuff on the moment. Is there a name for this song, or what's going on?
I think what I'll do is what I did for quite a number of years. I would just sort of make stuff up, and I played a lot on the streets for like 3 or 4 years, and I stopped doing that because I've phased into other stuff. But
we'll call it jam.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna jam here and. And see where it goes. That's the fun of it, is you never know where you're going to wind up.
Yeah. Sounds good. Thomas Beckman, everybody. Point that at the
I think we solved the problem of our humming sound.
Crickly crackly cereal. Hey, get rid of that thing. Don't do that. He's reminding us of the crickly crackly sound. Thank you, Thomas.
So if you got a wrong answer, I'm going to do that.
Very funny. Okay, so I'm going to introduce Salime. And I'm going to bring it in with a little thought that I had written down because I went to the park today. So here we go. It's just, you know, with a spoken word. Okay, so I'm sitting there in my apartment and suddenly I realize things could be better. Not to dwell on the fact that things could be worse, putting a more positive spin on things, I decide to go outside and continue including an element of nature in my day. I realize in order to be proactive or productive, I'm going to need balance, which means relaxation, fit into a busy schedule. Stop it. At first, I'm not completely aware of why I'm pushing myself, but as soon as I engage in the interaction with fresh oxygen and the stimulating colors of what awaits me on the other side of my walls, outside of my personal world, my little nest, I find myself down at Politically Correct Park, where I know there's no broken glass or garbage, and I know the pooper scoopers are on militant watch. So I decide to do some stretching and take off my shoes and run barefoot in the park. All this reminds me of priorities like preserving nature and the absurdity of militant policing between neighbors. Even in the concrete jungle where we seem to be stuck, some of us, there is mercy. As I walk barefoot, I begin to connect with the earth beneath my feet. As it should be, grounding myself as an electrical carbon interface, it seems not only logical, but it feels amazing. And sometimes it tickles a little. So that was my experience today, trying to find some a form of plant medicine and spirituality and relaxation for myself. I was thinking of Sally Mae, and so I wanted to say she is here in the studio with us today. That's Salime Tabrizi, is that correct? Mm-hmm. And she is a registered clinical counselor, holds a, can I say, a Master of Education in Counseling Psychology from the University of British Columbia. She is one of the organizers of the Cannabis Conference at the Harbor Center this Sunday, July 19th. She's traveled to Cambodia, Canada, China, France, Germany, India, Iran, Italy, Laos, Netherlands, Philippines, Spain, Taiwan, United Kingdom, United States, Vietnam. She was also involved in putting together the Spirit Plant Medicine Conference, which was a sacred convergence of some of the most knowledgeable and practiced hearts and minds related to plant medicines, indigenous leaders, ethnobotanists, shamans, and medical researchers in the field of psychedelics from around the globe who met to speak, hold forums and panels, and share their wisdom. Hello, Sally Mae.
Hi.
And to let listeners know, Sally Mae is Salimeh. That's correct.
That's right.
And that's Googleable too.
Yeah, you found a lot of great information on me. I thought it was pretty hidden.
Yeah. And I realized one time when I just Googled my name how much information you could pull up. Don't believe everything you read on the internet. All right. So
That was really beautiful. And I'm so glad to have, you know, the sacred space of mercy, especially with amazing musicians here tonight, both Thomas and Charlotte. That was really, really lovely. So thank you so much.
It was beautiful. A real treat hearing them play together, too.
Definitely. Eh? Yeah.
We're going to hear more of that in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. And what's on the mind, first of all, would you like to articulate a definition for spirit plant medicine somewhat? Give us an idea.
Yeah, so I guess I can go to the term entheogen. So entheogen is kind of a broad term for any kind of substance, whether it's a drug or a plant that induces a spiritual experience for us. And entheogen, actually, the definition for it is awakening the divine within. And so a lot of these beautiful plants you know, they have a spirit, and when you sit in ceremony with them, there's oftentimes a dialogue or, you know, an engagement that happens between your consciousness and their consciousness.
Wow. And so what are some of the practical applications that you, I mean, are you, is this something that you use specifically, like a medicine being solving a problem, you know, sort of alleviating some sort of a problem or a medical condition or something? So is there any practical applications for these besides expanding the mind?
Yeah, great question. So in the past year, I've been working intimately and closely with ayahuasca. And ayahuasca is a wonderful plant medicine, very strong one, in that it helps both the physical, so the body. So when you ingest ayahuasca, it helps with the liver, with the gallbladder, with the blood, the digestive system, but it's also a medicine that helps with the emotional system. And so, you know, a lot of us have gone through life with traumas, especially in our childhoods, and those traumas affect us in our day-to-day as adults. Mm-hmm. And so by sitting with these plant medicines, we're able to unburden ourselves of some of those traumas and, remove the barriers to love so that we can step more and more into our power as incredible human beings.
Tell us more about the medicine. What kind of results deal with that kind of medicine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so each plant medicine is different. With ayahuasca, a lot of people have compared a medicine ceremony with her to 9 years of psychotherapy. Mm-hmm. And so it's incredibly powerful, incredibly healing, incredibly insightful. And yet, you know, I have to say that it's not always an easy process. Mm. You know, you're going in there and you're looking at your deepest core issues. And it's really important to have the preparation for the ceremony and the integration afterwards. One of my personal role models in the community is Gabor Mate. He's an amazing, I'm sure many of the listeners know of him. He's an incredible physician who has worked with individuals in the downtown east side around addictions. And mm-hmm. the plant medicines have been incredible for healing individuals of addictions, which in the core of addiction is definitely trauma. And mm-hmm. so it goes to the same place.
Right. And so, you know, there's been a lot of books and resources to information regarding spiritual plant medicine over the years. And this is a specific approach and a specific group of people. I'm assuming that people can go for more information. Is there to access more of what you're specifically referring to? How can people get more information?
Definitely. So, the community of individuals who are using spirit plant medicines is definitely growing. I see this time as a co-evolutionary process that we're going through with the plants. They're definitely wanting to help us propel into the conscious awakening, and you know, they're holding out their hands and leaves to us, and we're kind of meeting them halfway. So if anyone, you know, is interested, of course the Spirit Plant Medicine Conference is a wonderful avenue for that. Mm-hmm. That happens right here at UBC. It's been going on for the past 5 years, and it's taking place on October 22nd to the 24th, I believe. And so that's a wonderful avenue. And just
people can find that.
Definitely find that. And then from there, all the speakers will be on the website and people can just connect in. There's so much incredible knowledge out
there. You know how some people say, listen to your food. It tells you whether it's good for you or if it's got specific. Some people crave something and then they eat it because they know, they just instinctively know that their body needs it. Mm-hmm. And then some people say that plants and everything has its own sort of form of communication. And when you're around these things, have you experienced the aspect of the listening to your plants? You were saying to just be around them and they're calling out to you. So
yeah, absolutely. It's interesting when you go into ceremony, oftentimes, as I mentioned, there is a mutual engagement that takes place, and you could receive, you know, guidance from the plants. You could receive, messages even from your own, you know, again, the divine within, right? And so what we're doing is just tapping into that core knowingness that we all have, the self-healing capacity that we all have.
Well, I've always said because that's the basis of this show, is that music is medicine, and, mm-hmm. and laughter and energies are mm-hmm. medicine. So these things specifically, like with peyote, it's believed that there's an energy associated, and they've given it a character and a name and everything called mescalito. So, I mean, that's kind of an interactive thing when you're engaging with that, is that it's not exactly an English form of communication, but it's communicating with you and you feel it. You interesting stuff.
Absolutely. And also, just to bring it to the cannabis conference as
yes,
well.
Yes, that was the next. Thank you.
I know, you know, Thomas is definitely engaged with the community. He's created this beautiful love song to honor.
It was a cover.
But, you know, yeah. your own take of it, which was so lovely in honoring the plant, as well as the event 420, which is such a yeah. beautiful celebration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was. It's always a wild trip to be part of it, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I heard. So, okay, about this conference, how did you get involved with the marijuana conference? Sorry, the cannabis conference.
So another interesting story. It was back in December, and it was after an ayahuasca ceremony. And actually, the spirit of cannabis came up to me, and she said that she wanted reverence. So just kind of like what you guys were saying,
listening.
Cannabis, yes. Cannabis has been incredibly misused, misunderstood, mistreated, and in times actually prostituted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so she came through in one of the meditations, and she said that enough was enough and that she wants reverence. And so that's how the whole kind of divine opening for the conference came to be.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it's incredible that she is really stepping into her beautiful light as a strong and abundant and incredibly generous plant medicine.
Okay, so tell us, there's three aspects of this conference. One's legal, one's medical, and one is spiritual and traditional.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
Can you expand upon that at all?
Yeah, so we have an amazing array of panelists, 16 altogether, and special presenters as well. And so, the first panel is going to be on the medicinal use of cannabis. We have different professors from UBC actually coming and talking about their research. And then the second panel is going to be the sacred and historical use of cannabis. And then the third one, which is going to be very engaging and informative, is the panel on legalization and government policy.
Everybody else wants to know about the legal aspects. I want to know about the traditional and spiritual. So can you just say one little thing even? Do you know anything about that aspect of what they're going to be speaking on about the traditional and spiritual uses?
Yeah, absolutely. And, whether it's the Hindu traditions or some of the Taoist traditions, plant medicines have actually been with us for, centuries and centuries. And so it'll be great to hear wonderful speakers such as Chris Bennett and Stephen Gray, who have given tirelessly and with full heart to their research on documenting the historical and sacred use of the herb.
Well, Sally May has invited myself and the Medicine Show band to play a few tunes at the Cannabis Conference. So we're going to be featuring Shiki. She's been a regular violinist on this show. A hand drummer named, well, actually, this Greg Samick has been playing all sorts of drums, and he's quite a musician. And from Carousel Scene, Calvin Conhey. So we're hoping to see a lot of smiling faces out on Sunday. Thanks for the invitation for that, by the way.
We're so excited to have you. I wanted to make sure that this conference wasn't just left brain oriented, that there's not so much information coming
right.
in. We wanted to bring in the music and the creative forces that the plant, invites in all of us. And so I am so excited to see you there, as well as your beautiful band, too.
And there's another group there that's playing some very interesting instruments. What did you say?
Yes,
a Chinese kodal harp or something, is it?
Yes, we have a wonderful Vian and her partner, Matt. And Vian is going to play the Chinese zither, the zhong, I believe. And her partner is going to play the xifun, which is a Japanese flute. And we also have Andrew Kim, who's going to be gifting us with a beautiful sitar.
Lovely. I just mm-hmm. want to ask one more thing. Well, Charlotte's going to play us a song in just a second, and hopefully accompanied. But I want to ask you about your It was a very inspirational moment that you had mentioned about going to Tuprom Temple in Angkor Wat? Did I say it right?
Yeah, Angkor Wat.
Angkor Wat. Okay, so that is in?
In Cambodia.
In Cambodia. So what made it your one of your more favorite places? What was the experience you had there?
Yeah, it was incredible. The trees there were in some ways just kind of taking over the ancient ruins. And I found that to be fascinating, that nature could just really mold and dance with civilization. And that's where we're at, nature and civilization all coming together.
That reminds me of those gardens that the Japanese make. It's like feng shui gardens and stuff like that. It's like, anyway. So... we are going to go back and listen to some Charlotte Four.
Yay!
Yay! And so, Charlotte, what song are you going to be... Here, pull it up at this arm and then pull down, Charlotte. There you go. Okay. So, what song do you want to start with here? I mean, what song do you want to do next?
Well, actually, we're just talking about medicine right now, and I thought this would tie well into the theme. The song is called Slow Down. And it's literally about going to a river and taking a break and enjoying the nature. And you were just talking, you were just telling your story about going into the fields and connecting. So I thought it would be perfect timing.
Absolutely. Charlotte Forbes and Thomas Beckman.
Thanks. Oh, this is an original song, by the way. And it looks like Thomas will be accompanying me. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you. Perfect. Hi, traffic light, but no matter which way I turn, I always hit a stop sign. Then I try to turn away, wish I'd run a different way, realize all my mistakes, give myself the blame. And then I hear a river flowing, it's splashing the rocks on the shore. I want a moment to listen some more. Reminds me of the beauty of life. With all I've held inside, I couldn't have enjoyed a moment I cried. But all I need is a minute to slow down.
Thomas Beckham on CITR 101.9.
Put on another song in a few seconds.
Yeah.
So
CITR.ca.
Aye, aye, aye. We are, we'll be right back after a break.
All right. Once I get the music going. I did had it. And this one is called
Josiah Taschuk, and he's doing this song called Enough, which is Love is Enough.
All right, here we go.
This is a song that I wrote about a month ago. It's called Enough. Here goes.
Here to me, my dear, few all share these dreamers' fears, my love, my love. Say you love me, that's enough, us to last a million years more, cause no love is enough. I don't know what thoughts you hold. With you, dear, I would grow old. My heart is telling me it's tough. In the end, if you love me, I will wait in the snow. This my way.
We're back. Oh,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Josiah Taschuk and his song Love Is Enough. Yeah, so Josiah has been on the show a couple of times bringing his friends, and he is going to be joining the show over the next little while, which is very exciting. He's got a lot of nice music. So we're going to go right back into Charlotte Forbes and Thomas Beckman. What song are you going to do next?
This next song is called Roller Coaster.
Do you want to sit down with the mic? Are you good?
This is good, thanks, yeah.
Excellent. Roller Coaster.
So I just thought I'd end it on a little bit of an energetic note.
Very nice. What's the song about? Roller Coaster. Is it a metaphor, I guess?
It is a metaphor, actually. It's just about a tumultuous relationship.
Tumultuous.
Tumultuous. Sorry, I can't even talk properly. Here I am making grammar mistakes on the UBC radio.
Yeah. That's just terrible.
Oh, no.
There's no such thing as terrible. Enjoy.
Thank you. Oh, I'll just wait.
Oh, I shouldn't say there's no such thing as terrible, but this show we try and leave it outside.
Laughter is medicine. There we go.
That's it.
That's the theme.
Okay, anyways, here we go. Here's Roller Coaster. You ready? Okay, wait.
You're out late again and spinning in my head. Where are you now? Will you come back around? Always come and go with me, then I'm alone. But when you're not here, I can't think clear. We're on and then we're off, on track and then we're lost. Then it's a new day and everything's okay. Want you to leave the sign, but then you're on my mind. So my head is spinning away. When here I want you to stay, but when you're gone I'm feeling okay. You're frustrating me every day. Just don't go away. Like a roller coaster up and down all over. Whoa, what happened there? But without you I'd hit the ground. Like a roller coaster rolling, then we're under. Whoa, we're spinning out. We got it rolling just barely now. We're out of control, then we're back on a roll. A minute fighting, then we're flying. Feel like breaking up, but scared to say enough. So we're trying, we just keep trying. When you're here, I want you to stay. But when you're gone, I'm feeling okay. You're frustrating me every day. Just don't go away. Like a roller coaster up and down all over.
Some little bit of difficulties on there.
Don't admit to it. Don't ever admit that there's difficulty.
Well, you heard some.
It was so beautiful. I don't even want to think about any technical difficulties because I heard what was meant to be.
Well, anyway. In case you didn't hear most of the violas.
It got cut off a little bit. But you know what? It was beautiful. Absolutely.
But it was beautiful.
So, yes.
I will admit.
Don't admit it. Actually, we're going to take a
real
quick.
What do you
mean? We're going to take a real quick break.
I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
We're going to take a quick break again. And who's up next with the musical interlude here?
We got, what's his name? Thomas Beckham. Yes, so.
That guy with the viola.
The viola. The one who's on Broadway City Hall.
This is the climb from a soundtrack that I did for a documentary called The Colors of Itzaitza. And it's the title track.
All right.
The Climb. Thank you.
and Thomas Beckham.
Beckman.
Thomas Bennett Willis. Like Beckman.
This is a song called We Get High. We dedicate this to the Cannabis Conference. By when you don't make me laugh, you're in my future, you're in my past. I don't know who is worse, you're my better half. We get high. Week morning, it's a table for two. A token coffee or tea if you choose. We're not sad. Might sing the blues and we get high. Yeah, yeah. When we give a bit, we give all of it. When we give a volume. When we give a bit, we give all of it. Into the shadows of my life, taking everything wrong and made it right. But when you roll you off a meter light, we get high. When we talk it's not always profound, but when we touch it's always without bounds. When we spend time apart, we always come around. We get high, yeah. High, yeah. High, yeah. Yeah. When we give it up, we can follow it. We give all of it when we give of our love.
Thanks, right. Guys.
Thanks for accompanying me there, Thomas.
Thank you, Jason.
All right. So we're going to take another quick little break.
And musical break.
Musical
oh,
break.
I lost it.
Well, yeah, this is no commercial. The Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And tonight we have had Thomas Beckman, Salima Tabrizi, and Charlotte Forbes playing live and jamming and stuff. And we're looking forward to the Cannabis Conference on Sunday at the Harbor Center. SFU Harbor Center. And also Thomas Beckman is playing on Bowen Island for the Bowen Island Library. So we're looking forward to getting some feedback after that show, because it's going to be happening at the same time as we're having our show.
Yay!
It's been a great show. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to the maker. No. Thanks to all the guests. And so how's it going over there, Kelly?
Just almost done here.
There we go.
We'll be
right back to say goodbye.
This one is almost bare. This next song.
Almost bare or almost bare?
That too.
It's Almost Bare is the name of the band.
Yeah. Barely there.
And this song is called Jagger Babe. Yeah. Almost Bare has been on this show.
Yes.
Let her roll. Just a big shout out to all my family and loved ones. And if anybody else is, peace and love to y'all. We will see you next week on The Medicine Show. Salime, what did you want to say?
Thank you. I just wanted to say that if friends of The Medicine Show wanted to check out our website, they can go to VancouverCannabisConference.com, and the tickets are only $35 for the whole day event, and you'll get food, there's live music, amazing panelists, and actually some samples from the dispensaries as well. So we hope to see all of you guys there. $35, $45 at the door. Get them early.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you so much.
Woo!
Stay tuned for late night.
Find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Oh, isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Sometimes our world turns upside down and leaves us standing here in disbelief. And we search for answers all around and hope someone can put our mind at ease. That's